This is Senator Bob Dole. Responsible voices are muting the loud critics of the nomination of Robert Bork to the Supreme Court. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, people are still shaking their heads at your sour remarks about Robert Bork, the distinguished judge President Reagan has picked for the Supreme Court. But fortunately, voices of reason, on the right and left, are being heard loud and clear by the American people. It's no wonder your Democratic Judiciary Chairman Joe Biden, a Bork opponent, now says the odds are shifting Bork's way. Ted, former Chief Justice Warren Burger called Bork the best nominee in 50 years. President Carter's former Chief Counsel Lloyd Cutler took to the editorial pages to rave about Bork's qualifications. And Mario Cuomo said Bork's philosophy of judicial restraint seems right on target. Ted, these are voices of reason. Are you listening, or just listening to the special interests?
Bob, when you talk about special interests, I reach for my wallet to be sure it's still there. Which special interest do you have in mind? Obviously, you don't mean the citizens Bork uniformly rules against when they challenge actions of the government. You must mean the business interests he always rules in favor of when they challenge actions of the government. That's not judicial restraint, Bob. It's Bork barrel justice, and it has no place on the Supreme Court. The Attorney General of New York says the only type of restraint Bork favors is restraint of trade. You're also forgetting Bork's controversial role in Watergate, Bob. The Iran hearings have reminded the country that high officials are not above the law. Bork defied the rule of law in Watergate when he obeyed Richard Nixon's order to fire Archibald Cox. The Saturday night massacre was bad enough, Bob. Let's not have a first Monday in October massacre, too.
This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on new ways to make absent fathers pay child support. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.